Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking this series about the curses and the blessings, how they affect us in our everyday walk. No such thing as accidents. It's either curses or blessings. We're either blessed by God and protected by the angels, or we're cursed by the demons of hell, and it all revolves around mine and your action. Our obedience to God brings the blessings. Our disobedience to God's rules brings the curses. And God's no respecter of persons. So we need to know about these curses, what He said for us to do and what He said for us not to do, and then how to overcome them so we can walk in divine health. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise You and thank You for Your word. I ask You to bless the word today as it goes out. I ask You to give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of Your word. Now, Father, I thank You and praise You for Your word. In Jesus' name, amen. As we talk about these curses, we're talking about the rules that opens the door. And, of course, we had said that sin is a gateway for the curse. The curse causes cannot come to you. You have to sin some way, some form, some fashion to open the door to the curse, to the demons. They cannot come and get you just because they want to. If Satan and his host of demons could come and get you and kill you, put sickness and disease upon you and destroy you just any time they wanted to without a cause, there would not be a single human being alive on the face of the earth. They are controlled by our obedience or our disobedience. So, sin is the gateway for the curse, or the gateway that opens the door to allow the devil to come in. Remember, the Word of God clearly says in Proverbs 26:2 that a curse causes cannot come to rest. The curses came in Eden, and the cause was sin. Therefore, sin is the root cause for the curse. As long as the root or the sin remains, the curse remains. And the curse cannot be broken as long as that sin is there. When I began to learn these principles, and I was teaching a healing school, I had very, very little results getting people healed. But when I began to learn these principles, and I begin to get people to repent of their sins, I begin to have great results in seeing people healed. I have seen numerous people with every kind of imaginable sickness and disease. And I could just tell you dozens and dozens of them. People that had been prayed for years, that had been in church for years, but yet committed a sin 5 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And they had never repented of that sin. They had never broken the curse, had never cast out the demon that went with it, and therefore they couldn't get healed. And yet, after we went through all of this and we got them to repent of their sin, we broke the curse, we cast out the demon, and we laid hands on the sick, we've seen many people that have been healed of, some of them, almost lifelong sicknesses. Some of them 10, 20, 30, and some of them longer problems that people have been sick of, and they finally would get healed. So, too many times, people, even like farmers and so forth, too few people today on the face of the earth attribute problems in life with curses. We just think it's just something that happens. We think it's just bad luck. There's no such thing. Let me give you an example of a farmer, for instance. Let's take maybe a certain area or a given farmer. It can even come down to a local farmer. But usually it's sin in the whole community or maybe the whole state or maybe the whole nation. Because we have seen dust storms. We've seen all kinds of things. We've seen excessive rain. It seems like nothing they do at certain times of the year goes right. But when a farmer gets into problems, very rarely will he look for a curse in his own life. He will no doubt use every means. He'll try different fertilizers or irrigation water. He'll try all kinds of things to get his crops to produce. But, however, according to the Word of God, agricultural hardships are due to curses. Now, I want to read something to you out of Deuteronomy 28, starting with verse 23. Now, this is out of the Living Bible because it's so clear. Listen to what the Word of God says in Deuteronomy 28:23. The heavens above you will be as unyielding as bronze, and the earth beneath you will be as iron. The land will become as dry as dust for lack of rain, and dust storms shall destroy you. How many times have we seen that? I mean, I can remember, I was raised up in the state of Texas, and I can remember certain times when we'd have a year, two or three or four, it's like it didn't rain. I mean, we just had dust storms. And then it's amazing how dense the church is. I can remember that we used to have droughts, we'd call them, and we might go 2 or 3 years before the church would actually stop and pray and ask God. I think about a little country down here in South America. I heard a missionary telling a story the other day. He said they went down to this area and it was so dry. It hadn't rained hardly any in the last 7 years. And he said there was virtually no crops, nothing, nowhere. They had a few wells, but they weren't very good. So the people were virtually out of anything to eat. And so when this group of Christians went in and started talking about their Jesus and how wonderful he is, these people came to them and said, all right, if this God that you serve is so great, you have him cause it to rain, and we will serve him. It hadn't rained in 7 years to no hardly at all. The rivers were dry, the tanks were dry, the wells were dry. This country was really in a bad shape. So these Christians began to meet, and they prayed all day, one day. And when they pray all day, one day, this is not a normal group of Christians. These people were really believers. They remembered Elijah having to pray 7 times before it rained. So they prayed all day. They prayed all night. They prayed all day. They prayed all night. And the third day, it came a tremendous rain. It rained for days in that country, and it brought that entire country to Christ. It's amazing what will happen if we, the church, will pray. God hears the prayers of the church, providing, of course, the church is walking in obedience to the Word of God. So these agricultural hardships were due to sin. It's just like you take the nation of Israel. When the Arabs had the nation of Israel years and years and years ago, it was not productive. They couldn't grow anything with it. It was just a desert. But when the Jews got it back, God started blessing the nation of Israel. And the nation of Israel today is one of the greatest producers, and they've built up things and made wonderful things. They built beautiful houses and all kinds of things. And what are we doing? Giving it away to the Arabs. You know, it doesn't belong to the Arabs. It belongs to the Jews. God said it did. You got to remember, God said he would curse any nation that cursed the Jew. He said, I will bless any nation that blesses a Jew. So as an American, I want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I want to bless the Jewish people because I know the consequences of the curse. And if you curse Israel, you will be cursed because God made a guarantee in his word that if you cursed his people, the Jew, he would curse you. So these agricultural hardships are due to curses. It's because of sin. And we cannot reverse spiritual problems with fleshly weapons. A curse is a spiritual problem that requires a spiritual solution. In other words, people need to repent. They need to come back to God and start serving God. He promises in his word that if we will serve him and pray and seek his face, he will heal our land. That means he'll send us rain in due season. He'll bless us with abundant crops and everything. All we've got to do, the church, is love him and worship him and praise him and serve him. He will even bless the unbelieving people if the believers will just be obedient and do what God tells them. They will be able to reap the benefits of us serving God. Now then, a curse is a spiritual problem which cannot be remedied by natural law. And I'm going to read a scripture out of the New Testament to confirm what I'm saying here in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. It says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." If you really meditate on that and think about what God's saying there, whatever you sow in life, whatever you do, it's going to come back to you, whether it be good or bad. So whatever you do, try to do things good, because most people want good to come back to them, but you must be willing to put out good and to walk in love, because God's not going to be mocked. Whatever is going to come back to you in life is what you're going to put out. So if you love people and you're good to people, then that's what's going to come back to you. It's amazing, these principles that God laid out in his word and how all these principles work. When sickness and disease are due to a curse, no science of man will cure that person. I mean, we see people today that are under a curse, and I couldn't even begin to tell you how many people, even people in the church, and sometimes preachers that I have met with, that they were sick or their families were sick, their wives were sick, and when I found out it was a sin of unforgiveness, sometimes against other preachers, sometimes against their own children, sometimes against their own spouse. And these are men of God that's preaching and teaching the Word of God. I don't know how the enemy has deceived us from missing these things. I don't understand how we can read a scripture that is so clear, where God says in his word, if you do not forgive, neither will I forgive you. And if you don't forgive, I will turn you over to the tormenting spirits. I don't understand how we can miss that. But that's what he said in Mark 11, 25 and 26, right after two of the most great promises in the Word of God, where he actually, in verse Mark 11, 22, 23 and 24, especially verse 23 and 24, he makes you a statement that's so awesome that you can do, he'll literally give you anything you can say with your mouth if you can believe it with your heart.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.